Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to be joining each and every one of you all to give God praise this morning. So I don't know where you're at. You could be on your way to work. You could be just rolling out of the bed, but just give God a hand clap of praise because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, to be celebrated. And God, we thank you for breathing a fresh breath of air down our lungs this morning and expanding them and saying, wake up, child, wake up, my child. And you have more work to do. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? We have more work to do for the Lord, for the Lord. And so I'm just going to jump right into it this morning. The last song that I played, I had to play it all the way out. It was in my spirit heavy this morning. And so I was just like, oh, let me play this throwback, because I don't know about you, but I grew up in the children's choir and we sung this song all the time. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. And we're going to get all the way into it this morning. And so the lyrics, because we got to break it all the way down, right? It says, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you, for you, for you. For you is for God, for God. And then I want to read another stanza, two more stanzas for you all. It says, now I want the Lord to mold me. I want him to make me. And if you know the song really well, you understand that this is the part where he really takes the time, the psalmist really takes the time to speak to the audience and states, now I want the Lord to mold me. I want him to make me. I want him to shape me. I want him to direct me. I want him to purge me. Come on now. I don't know about you, but I could use a good purge from time to time. And he said, I want him to wash me. Whatever he wants me to be, I'll be just that. And I'm going to put a pin in that because I don't know about you, but I want to be everything God has called me to be. If you want to be everything God has called you to be, meet me in the comments if you can and say, I want to be everything God has called me to be. I want to be everything, not just one thing, not just 2, 3, 5 things, but I want to be everything God has called me to be in each season of my life. And the only way we can be everything God has called us to be is if we truly acknowledge who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is at all times of our journey throughout life, all times throughout our journey in life. There is nothing I want to do without God on my side. It's the scripture that I love, Philippians 4:13, that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who strengthens me? Like, it's not we strengthen ourselves. It's not mama, daddy, cousins, and them who strengthen ourselves. It is us who, it is God who strengthens us, period. It's God giving us the supernatural strength. It's God that's giving us the supernatural resources to do whatever he has called us to do. Yeah, we may have these plans for our life, but just believe it is the Lord's backing. It is the Lord's resources. It is all of heaven's resources that is backing us in doing the Lord's work, in doing whatever we have been called to do in this season. And so let me take the pen out and go back to the stanza. It says, then in the song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. It states, yes, yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. Yes. And then it says, whatever you tell me to do, Lord, your will, or my will is your will. Excuse me. My will is your will for me, Lord. I'm going to say that again. My will is your will for me, Lord. And that stanza right there, or that just that line alone, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of boldness. And when you say that and you go before the Lord and say, my will is your will for me, Lord, that's when you are truly putting all your trust into God. That's when you are truly throwing all your hands up and saying, God, I surrender. I truly surrender all. I truly surrender all, because I know when I surrender and submit the issue of my heart to you, then I know it's going to be okay. I know that I'm in good hands. I know that I'm in good company. Not just good, scratch that, I'm in excellent company, because anything God does is excellent. It ain't just, you know, mediocre. It's excellent. Excellent. And so going on with my message this morning, I want to really define for you what the word sanctuary means. Sanctuary, the Lord dropped that in my spirit so clear. He said, you got to share with the people what the word sanctuary means. And so in the Bible, a sanctuary is a holy place where God is present and a of worship and salvation. It says a sanctuary is a holy place where God is present and a place of worship and salvation. And so when you really think about what a sanctuary is and think about the words of that song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, it's actually saying, Lord, prepare me to be a holy place where you can dwell within me. Lord, prepare me to be a place of worship. Prepare me to be a place of worship. And so we should always be taking the time out, you know, giving God praise, giving God glory and all the things. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just in church, because if we just doing it just in church, let me tell you, we got some other things we need to get past, right? But we have to do this in our homes, do this in our cars. Look, even doing it on the job, because trust and believe, it be sometimes when you're on the job and you just got to have a little praise break because of whatever may have happened. But yes, get comfortable in the presence of the Lord. Get comfortable in the presence of the Lord and declaring that, God, yes, I am a sanctuary. I am a sanctuary. Prepare me to be the sanctuary where you can dwell and your presence is felt here, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, right? And so we are all prepared. We're all being prepared for something. We're all being prepared for such a time as this. And we're all being prepared to serve who God has called us to serve in this season. And so I don't know who God has called you to serve. Maybe you know, I pray you do. But if you don't know, I pray that you get the guidance, or from the Lord, of course, on who you need to be serving, who you need to be targeting, who you need to be applying to work with, who you need to be serving in your career, and so forth. And so I pray that is revealed to you in due time. And so as I was going through my notes this morning and preparing for today's prayer call, it was already confirmed that late last night, I listened to a podcast called, it's by Christine King, Equip and Empower. Equip and Empower. And I love the name Equip and Empower so much, because I just pray that God equips and empowers us to do whatever we need to do in this earthly realm. And so when I was reading the caption she was saying in her notes, this particular podcast is going to remind us that God is always preparing us for the things he has prepared for us. I'm going to say that again. It said, in this podcast message, and I'm going to share this podcast out with you. If you're on the text messaging list, you'll get it later on today. But it says, in this podcast, she will remind us that God is always preparing us for the things he has prepared for us. And so that is my prayer today, that God always is preparing us for what he has prepared for us. And let me go to one of my favorite scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11. It states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Give you hope and a future. Okay? Hope and a future. And so, of course, I went to my handy dandy Bible, and we're going to review what it states in the commentary. And I love what it says. It says, God knows the future, and his plans for us are good and full of hope. As long as God, who knows the future, directs our agenda and goes with us as we fulfill his mission, we can have boundless. This does not mean that we will be spared pain. Listen to me closely when I say this. This does not mean that we will be spared pain, suffering, or hardship. I'm going to say that again. This does not mean that we will be spared pain, suffering, or hardship. That is a guaranteed part of life in this simple world. But it does mean that God will see us through to a glorious conclusion. A glorious conclusion. And I just pray that for each and every one of us today. Each and every one of us today. All right. I pray that message definitely penetrated your heart. And let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for whatever it is that you have called them to do in this earthly realm. God, I ask that you equip and empower them to move boldly in serving you, in serving who you have called them to be. God, I pray that they give you their yes. That they give you their yes, Lord. And yes, and please know that just because you give God your yes one time does not mean that you're not going to have to give God your yes again, but over and over again, over and over again, as we evolve, over and over again, as we get in closer relationship with God, we're going to have to give God our yes. And so for that, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to part our lips to say yes to you. God, we thank you for preparing us to be a sanctuary, a holy place where you dwell within us, in a place that we are worshiping you continuously. God, we thank you for the stamina to continuously call on your name during our times of trouble. God, we thank you for allowing us to just say yes. My God, to say yes. I can't say that enough. We thank you for preparing us for such a time as this. For such a time as this, there is a need for each and every one of your gifts. There is a need for each and every one of your gifts. And I just believe that once you really get in tune with what the Lord has called you to do, once you get in tune for what the Lord has called you to do, he will do it for you. And on that, I'm going to say amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.